Mission Newsletter. Every other month, our CLC Board of Missions updates us with recent news from various mission fields. This month, Vernon Congregation goes self-supporting. Over the years, the Lord has opened many doors for the CLC to support domestic mission congregations. Throughout our history, we have supported more than 50 congregations across the United States and Canada. Over half of those congregations are now self-supporting with a full-time pastor. The most recent addition to that list is St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Vernon, British Columbia, who became a self-supporting congregation in January of this year. Like many of our mission congregations, St. Paul started out as a preaching station. In 1994, Pastor Bertram Nauman of Linwood, Washington, started making monthly visits to Vernon to conduct worship services. In the fall of 1996, the congregation was approved for mission status and began calling for a full-time pastor. In May of 1997, Pastor David Rhyme was installed as St. Paul's first full-time pastor and continues to serve the congregation today. On January 21st of this year, the congregation celebrated achieving self-supporting status during the worship service. In his sermon, Pastor Rhyme expressed his thankfulness for the support received from those in our fellowship. Quote, "For the past 20-plus years, we have been receiving subsidy from our brothers and sisters throughout the CLC. We might ask, why should people give so generously to support us? They don't know us. They don't even live in the same country. It is the love of God in their hearts. By God's grace, they love those who share the love for God's word and want to see that word spread." End of quote. It is very possible that St. Paul's would not have gotten started without the support of members and churches throughout the CLC. This is another example of how the Lord has blessed our fellowship and how He uses our small church body to spread the gospel. Through our financial support of St. Paul's has come to an end, our support of their mission in central British Columbia certainly does not. We will still want to support them with our prayers and encouragement as they go forward. As with many of our congregations, St. Paul's has been ups and downs over the years. Several years ago, membership numbers reached the mid-40s. However, in recent years, that number has dropped to the low 30s. Still, there is much to be thankful for and encouraged about, as the congregation just received two new couples into membership in January. Pastor Rhyme has recovered from a heart attack he suffered in November and reports that he has been able to fully resume his duties. The congregation is planting new outreach efforts after Easter, including an evening dinner and Bible study, where members invite friends and neighbors to join them. They are also looking into doing a number of public seminars on biblical topics, as they have done in the past. The congregation remains committed to carrying on the work of the gospel, and they are looking forward in faith to the opportunities and challenges ahead. Please keep St. Paul's in your prayers as they begin this new chapter in their history. Our author is Robert Sowers, pastor of Bethel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Morris, Minnesota, and a member of the CLC Board of Missions.